I'm here in the centre of Ipswich on Tavern Street. What we know at the moment is that around about half an hour ago, armed raiders went into Goldsmith's Jewellers, and that's right in the centre of the town here, right opposite McDonald's, if you know the town centre here in Ipswich. And from what we can see at the moment, the police are hard at work here. They've obviously responded very quickly to this. And the front of the shop, I mean, when I arrived here about 10 minutes or so ago, there was smoke pouring out of it. Now, I don't know what caused that. I imagine it's some kind of security device that went off in the shop when they broke in. But what we can see is through one of the windows at the front, a display which is normally full of Rolex watches has been destroyed. I mean, the glass inside has been smashed, and certainly the display has been partly destroyed. A lot of it's disappeared, effectively. And at the moment, there's a woman outside the front of the shop. And if you've seen those kind of crime scene programs on the TV, CSI, that sort of thing, we've got somebody working, literally trying to take footprints off the front step of the shop at the moment. She's laying down some kind of gold foil type thing, and hopefully, I guess, trying to get some footprints of the offenders. I have spoken to a lady who was shopping here this morning. She was coming out of H&M opposite when the men ran past her. One of them was on a moped. And actually, we believe that a member of the public did try and step in and actually try and stop the men. And she's described to me how one of the raiders actually threw some of the watches at this man to try and obviously make their escape. But the police hard at work here. This area has been sealed off around the front of the shop here, so it's causing a bit of disruption for those who are in Ipswich Town Centre shopping this morning. What basically would otherwise have been a rather quiet Wednesday morning has been disturbed by lots of action right in the centre of Ipswich.
Do we know, Alison, was anybody injured in the robbery?
We haven't heard from Suffolk Police yet. They're obviously just trying to assess what actually happened. They're talking to the witnesses at the moment and trying to establish it. I expect we'll get a statement from them later in the day with more details. But obviously, they're very busy here at the moment. But it actually comes not that long after a raid just around the corner at Berridge's Jewellers, which is literally a few hundred yards from where I'm standing now, not that long ago. So this is not the first time that something like this has happened in Ipswich Town Centre recently. And then police had really good CCTV pictures of the man that they wanted, and they released those at the time.
So we don't as yet know if the perpetrators have been apprehended or anything?
As far as I know, I think they managed to make their escape. According to witnesses I've spoken to here today, they had a moped and they did manage to get away, but the police responded very, very quickly here. As far as I know, no one has been hurt. I don't know exactly what happened inside the shop, but hopefully we'll find out a little bit more later in the day.